you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves.
Reading from
Psalms 139:17-18. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. When I count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. That's Psalms 139:17-18.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 6, 2024. As you know, I love Testimony Tuesday. Well, it's going to be a part of a Testimony Tuesday on Monday, because this past Saturday, this special speaker that's going to be coming to the greater Central Illinois area in the coming months, we're praying it through. We're working through the logistics, the timing, the church involvement. But if I could bottle up all the enthusiasm that Joyce Mankey has for this individual, it would all come together beautifully. In fact, she was the catalyst to bring Bob Holmes to our area. In fact, this past Saturday, he spoke at a church with a number of people that are interested in how his evangelistic crusade, if you will, can come to town. But it's so much more than that. It's a healthy entertainment where he plays volleyball. He's a one-man army. He's a one-man team of six that will take on firefighters, police officers, teachers, youth volleyball teams, you name it. He's played against it over 10,000 different matches over the days and years. And so we're praying up, bringing him into the community. Well, this past Thursday, Donna Leland interviewed him, and it was a great testimony time. So if you missed that, go by greatnewsradio.org. Also WLUJ.org, and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you'll see Bob's name there and Donna's interview with him. Well, he did such a good job preaching and teaching this past Saturday that I thought I got to have him in the interview to talk some more and to talk about Psalm 139. So I'm going to highlight a few things of my notes and then step back and then let Joyce say and share why she's so enthusiastically embracing bringing Bob to our area. In fact, it's been her heart's desire, I think, the 4 or so years that I've known her. She said, you know, we got to bring Bob to the area. You know, Mark, we got to bring Bob to the area. We got to bring Bob to the area. Well, it's going to happen, and we're going to ask her why. But I wrote some notes from is sharing that God does care deeply. So as you tune in today, hopefully you're going to sense that message from God, as Bob's going to have the freedom to preach a little, to teach a little, and to share some stories. But God knows us and cares for us. God is all about us spending eternity with him. Talk about the unique you that God has made all of us in, and talk about how God thinks about us, how he values us, that God does pay attention. He has his eyes on us, and that no matter what you've gone through, he will be with you, and he feels your pain, that God does have a special interest in you, and the Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And you can find out more about Bob at boboutreach.com. boboutreach.com. And this is a message from any of you pastors and church leaders, because we want to do this together. We want to unite to bring Bob to the area so that he can share with students, with young people, with those that are discouraged, those that are hurting. It's a traumatic time for many students and young people to be living, and Bob will bring an evangelistic message to the school. And it's a kind of a unique way. We'll probably have a little time to talk about that. I want to get out of the way, but Joyce, what do you want to say about Bob, and why are you so passionate about him coming to Central Illinois?
I am passionate about bringing Bob, and I have tried and prayed for about several years to get him here, and I'm really excited today because we actually have him here in the studio. Giving his testimony on Saturday was amazing. But, you know, we talk about sports, and all of us enjoy sports and everything, and Bob is a one-man volleyball team. He plays against the whole team, but the good thing is that's only his hook to get the attention of the children today and to get in front of millions of people. He's an evangelist first, and he has seen over 100,000 kids come to know the Lord since 9/11. And so that's exciting, because he brings a light to a dark world, is what he does, and that's the light of Jesus. And we need that so desperately in our schools and our homes and our churches today. And so, yes, if you would help me pray, desperately pray for Bob to get to Springfield so he can play in these schools and minister to us and our churches, it would just be so exciting to me. It would be my answer to my prayer.
And I'll even expand that vision. Maybe the greater Champaign-Urbana area, maybe we'll take you on the road. You'll start in Springfield, maybe something in Bloomington and Decatur, and then over Champaign-Urbana towards Danville. So we want to see God work in and through you. But this past Saturday, you began preaching a little out of Psalm 139. And so there's a whole host of listeners, from people far from God to senior saints that love them dearly. What would be your message for the people tuning in today?
Well, thank you so much for having me here. It's an absolute privilege. I'm thankful Donna had me on the other day, and if you get to tune into that one, that would be great. She was a real blessing, just like my wife's name is Donna, and she's been a huge prayer warrior, encouragement, and the Lord has given me 6,000 schools to go to in front of 6 million. But if you could picture one guy on one side of the net going against six, just go to boboutreach.com and watch the video, and you'll see the Minnesota Vikings playing me there. And the reason I do this is because I see the hurting people. More teenagers now commit suicide in a year than what died of COVID in the entire world. Can you imagine it? And when they can find out what Psalm 139 says, it would mean so much to them. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. And thou surroundest and compass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. The whole chapter has the word my in it at least 30 or 40 times, because God cares deeply you're special. As if you were the only one in the world out of 8 billion people, God thinks about you more than the sand, as they read earlier. That's what it says later in this. You say, how could God count every pebble of sand on the earth, as many as there are, and say that he's thought about us that much? And that's because he knew us before the foundation of the earth. Do you know there's never been a time that he hasn't known you? And that's something to think about, that he's had all eternity. As Jeremiah, God knew him before he even came out of his mother's womb, but he knew us before the foundation of the earth. So that means there's never been a time that he hasn't thought specifically about you. And the word special means specific. It's amazing how I had three answers to prayer in one place, and it made me feel like God was really focused. I had been praying for three cameras in a gym so I could get good footage of me playing a whole team where it wouldn't be jumpy with one camera. And I was praying for that, and would you believe that God provided a man calling me on the phone where I saw three answers to prayer, and he booked me and asked if I was near Carrollton, Texas. I said, I'm 5 minutes from there, my first meeting. And I'd been praying for three cameras. I'd been praying for a way to preach on the TV. And I was praying for a way to pay a $10,000 furnace that broke, had a crack down the side of it, and I needed to replace it for $10,000. Well, this total stranger said, are you near Carrollton? So I went there, and he booked me on a short notice, and there were three cameras in the gym ready to film. He said, do you mind if we film this? And he said, our movie star couldn't make it, and do you mind if we film what you're doing? I said, no argument. And then he handed me the footage and said, it's all yours. We feel led to give it to you. And then in the evening, the movie producer came out and said, do you mind if we air this gospel you preach on TV? I said, not at all. And then he handed me a check for $10,000 that paid the furnace.
Wow.
And now if that doesn't make, you know, God is always wanting to make you feel special by specifically answering prayer. I'm at an airport and I couldn't find the gate. And I was frantic. I had 5 minutes to find in Chicago where I was supposed to connect. And I was running all over the place looking for one of those monitors that tells you where your gate is. And I couldn't find any gate workers working at any gate anywhere to ask them where the connection was. So I started just running in one direction. And finally, after a long run, I saw someone at one of the gates. I came running up to him. I said, can you please tell me where this connection city is? And she laughed and pointed her finger behind her, and I was at the gate. And so, and then two times this actually happened where I didn't know where I was going in this airport, and somebody walked right up to me and pointed for no reason, and it was the way I was supposed to go. And that happened twice, and I just feel like God is always there to encourage, to meet specific needs. Your life is important. I'm going to give you this scripture. Psalm 13:6 speaks right to your heart. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. So this powerful creator, what is man that thou art mindful of him? when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the sun and the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him more than the sand? How could he count that many times that he's thought about us? Because he's an eternal God and he's had all eternity to think about you. Isn't that something? He's a caring God. And if you were to add up all the jewelry that's in the world and the value of it, every home, every car, and you were to add up all the salaries of Trump, Bill Gates, George Soros, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, Shaquille, Mike Jordan, Taylor Swift, LeBron James, all the NBA players and Kevin Durant, and put all their salaries and added them up with all the NBA players, all the NFL players, and all the jewelry and houses, put it all in one sum, and God's thought about you more than all that. Isn't that precious? So you never have to feel worthless. Young people are dying all over the place from drugs, alcohol, suicide, and vaping now. Kids are having an 80-year-old lung at the age of 15, and they feel worthless when they can't breathe. One girl was in the hospital for 18 days. She said she threw up the whole time, every 15 minutes. One was under an oxygen tent hooked to a machine because of this oil-based vape that goes directly into the lung, and she felt like she had no value. There was this girl on the way to the hospital that said, "Don't let me sleep on the way here. I'll die by the time I get there." Then they put her under an oxygen tent. They were saying how it's worse than COVID, and you know how people choked and hurt during COVID. So they're losing their feeling of value because of vaping and the predators on the internet that will lie to them and say, "Send a picture, and then we'll put it on the internet if you don't send me another bad picture," because they thought it was somebody their own age. Turns out it was a predator. Then they end up sending a second picture, or they'll post the first one. Then they want money, and they'll say, "We'll post these two pictures if you don't send us a certain amount of money," and how sad it is, they kill themselves after that. But getting back to the scripture, it came to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they're yet speaking, I will hear. So no matter what you've been through, God hears closely and intimately everything you say to him. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And God doesn't give you a half-hearted listening. He has his heart toward what you're saying to him. Sometimes when you're on the phone, you'll hear papers rattling in the background, and you feel like somebody's not listening fully to you. You never have to wonder if God's papers are rattling. You'll never get a busy, well, we don't have busy signals anymore, but you'll never get a voicemail from God saying, "Check up with me later, my schedule is all booked up." He's so loving and so caring about you. And that's why I've gone in 6,000 gyms, because a lot of people are suffering from AIDS. From one principal said in a middle school, it was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. They all started crying when I mentioned the word suicide, and the principal started crying. He said, "The reason we're all crying is because two doors down, a boy, 7th grade, just shot himself. We haven't even cleaned the blood off the walls yet." So what do the kids need to hear? They need to hear that they're special to God. "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him." Now listen to how he ends this. "Even into his ears." And you know how you always want to know somebody's listening. Well, God says, "I'm listening as though I was inclining my ear right down to what you're saying." And that's why the hymn writer said so wonderfully, "Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me." Now, I've said this in front of 6,000 schools, that there's a purpose for you to be here. And the truth is, they can't pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. They need a Savior that loves them this much. "And surely goodness and mercy shall follow" what? "Me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalms says, "Hear my cry, attend to my prayer." And so God says that. He promises to attend to us, to listen, because he is so focused on us.
What I love is the beginning of Psalm 139. That's what we opened up today's program with. But the first so many verses, it begins, "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. And that's what you love to do, Bob. You love to go to these school sessions. You play some volleyball. You garner some interest. Then you have like an evangelistic crusade that evening or a following night where everyone comes together. So God has gifted you in volleyball so you can take on a whole team and you can beat professional teams, high school teams, the firefighters, whoever you play against. And then there's an interest, and they want to know a little more about you, and you say, come back in the evening. So we're working out the logistics, the timing to bring you to the greater Central Illinois area, probably doing something for the churches and the schools in Springfield, maybe also Champaign-Urbana. You don't know this yet, but I'm going to see if I can bring you in June or July for our ministry leaders luncheon, where about 50 pastors gather together, and you can talk with them. And I know tomorrow we have our First Lady ministry luncheon, and we have some great gals coming together, but we're going to let them know about encouraging their husbands or their churches to get involved. But Joyce, you've been especially uniquely gifted by God to reach seniors, but you still have a heart for the youth and the struggles they're going through. And that's one of the things Bob does a great job at, is connecting with them, right?
Absolutely, because I have 10 great-grandchildren that are coming up in this world. You know, I see the things that are happening. I work with the kids in our church. And I see the ongoing problems that they have, and many of them can't even read and write their name, but they're seniors, but they're into the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And so we just have to reach out and try to reach these kids.
Bob, you shared many examples of how God has answered your prayers, the motorhome that was gifted to you. But for the person tuned in today that's a little discouraged, or maybe they're vaping, maybe they're contemplating suicide, maybe they say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know a God that loves me. My father and family disowned me, or I grew up in this dysfunctional environment. What's the hope that you can bring to them?
Yep, there's only one hope. And that is, you can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Mm. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Mm. And with me, all things are possible. So I got this wonderful email. And why I do this and get the crowd out at night is so they'll hear the message of the cross. The crown of thorns, his back beaten, his face spit at, his beard pulled out, everything. I described the whole cross after I played the police and fire that night. And I'm willing to give the fire department an offering because of the way they risk their lives for us and walk into fires. Well, Jesus left heaven and walked on this earth so that I could have an email like this. Dear Bob, I was planning my death a few nights ago, and prior to having you today, I cut my wrist twice Tuesday, but I'm not the least bit ashamed to say I'll no longer self-mutilate because of the message. All my life, I wanted to know if there was anyone out there that really cared whether I was alive or disappear suddenly. And you have shown me this hope in Christ, and staying alive is now worth it. And these emails, another boy wrote me that he was going to hang himself on his birthday with his computer cord. Instead, he wrote me back and said, today I was going to end it all to make a point, but instead I asked Jesus Christ to save me today. Mm. And so that's why I do this. That's the whole goal, is to try to get a lot out when the church rents one of the high schools I did during the day. And all the churches come with their friends, relatives, and neighbors, like they'd go to a Globetrotter game, but for the gospel's sake. Mm-hmm. So if you would go to a Globetrotter game but wouldn't come to this, it's like you're saying the exhibition of a game is more important than a soul. And you don't want to have God think that of us. But the apathy is so strong in these last days. But you'll get an exhibition. You'll have fun and laughter. You'll have free pizza afterwards. Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't every church be out there trying to invite every friend they could? A man called me on the phone this year, and he said, crying at 1 o'clock in the morning, do you remember when you came to my school 15 years ago? He said, you will not believe this, but my wife came and my son came begging me to come because he saw the assembly during the day. And he said on the phone, crying, 15 years ago I rejected Christ, but my wife received Christ, and my son receive Christ as his Savior. And he said, now I've got to know this. He said, for years I rejected Christ. When I came to that evening rally when you were preaching the cross, I was an atheist. And I stayed that way for several years. But my wife died today of cancer, and I want you to know I'm going to see her forever, because later on I did receive Christ because of the cross.
Hmm. listening friend. Find out more at boboutreach.com, boboutreach.com. You'll hear me say more in the coming days. Our ministry is fully behind bringing Bob to our area, along with churches and others that'll get involved. So be listening, but find out more at boboutreach.com.
I want to say thank you to Donna for having me on the air the other day, and my great friend Joyce Mankey, who just literally loves the community, loves all of you that are listening, and cares about our second generation not dying. And I'm thankful to her bringing me here. I'm thankful for you at the radio station, all your faithfulness. Thank you so much.
Bob, this past Saturday, before you closed out our time together, you shared a prayer, basically a salvation prayer, in case there was somebody in attendance that didn't know Jesus. And there are many people listening. So how about closing our time in prayer, offering them the ability to secure their destiny, their eternity with God?
It is so wonderful, dear Lord, that when you came to this earth, you knew you were going to endure the cross, and you did it despising the shame because of the joy that was set before you. And I'm sure it wasn't the torture. It was because you loved. Lord, you love all of us specifically, and you left heaven and came to this earth as if we were the only ones on this earth. And I pray that each person that saw God loving them specifically, that they're special, and Lord, that they would be able to look to you in the old rugged cross and say, I'm a sinner, and I believe you died for me, as you've devoted a whole chapter of the Bible to how much you've thought about me. And I pray that no matter what people are going through, that they will know that you are a God who cares in these last days, who's going to even come back again to straighten it all out. But Lord, I pray that each person, every individual person, would know that you've thought about them more than the sand, willing to come down among us. You could have preached to us from heaven, repent, Bob Holmes, or perish. But you decided to become flesh and dwell among us because you cared about us that much. Help everyone to get how precious this message is, and that they would receive you. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I pray that we would want that message going out through the uniqueness of getting in all the schools and then having a big rally at night. And Lord, I just thank you again for the opportunity and privilege to bring this area a challenge of how precious you are. And you as a listener right now, see that maybe God is speaking to you and you know you need him so bad to save you. You can ask him to save you right now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can invite him in your heart right now, which would be the best decision you'd ever made. And then if you are a believer, that God will break your heart to reach a lost community. Pray for this miracle to happen. In Jesus' name, amen.